Praise the Lord, saints. This morning, we will come to day four of our it's the, daily time with the Lord. Maybe we can flip with me there. Amen. And actually, this morning, come to the topic of building up the habit. It's very particular. In the past, or in the previous days, we touched on how to spend time with the Lord, right? A personal, affectionate, intimate relationship. The first day, we touched on having that vitality, right? Morning revival. Eating the Lord's Word. This morning, we're coming to something, I would say, more practical. Building up a habit. Saints, the training is so balanced. It's so wonderful. We've been hearing the truths about the humanity of Jesus. And also, in a day, we are learning to spend time with the Lord. It is here. I always remember my first training. I got so much help. Not only seeing a revelation, but I received handles and ways to practice and participate, to exercise, to be in these things. If you remember our brother from the first night, right? It was to see Jesus, to see the man, right? And what's the second aspect? Eat the man, right? Very balanced. To see him, great. Okay, our part, let's eat him. Amen. So this morning we're coming to the matter of habit. And okay, let me read you a definition of habit. I found it on my phone. I'm not sure the dictionary, but anyway, it says a subtle or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. Wow. A subtle or regular tendency or practice, especially one that's hard to give up. I grew up in a Asian family, and of course, one thing that is we do every grew up practicing is doing is when I come home, first thing I have to do is I have to take off my shoes. That's no questions asked. It's like it's given. You know, I get one. Okay, take out the shoes. So that has been developed, has become my part of my habit. It's become my living. So whenever I go to Saint's home, it's always like a little awkward. Anyway, I had to check with the host, right? Sometimes, oh, it's okay, it's okay. And then it's okay, I'll leave my shoes on. So, yeah, we have many habits, right? So we don't even realize it. So this morning, okay. We're not talking about bad habits, though. We're talking about building up a good habit. Have a spiritual exercise, develop a good habit to be in the Lord. Okay, so there are also some examples in the Scripture. Let's maybe have the sisters turn to Daniel 6:10 in the Old Testament, and read that verse together, sisters, and I'll have some verses for the brothers too. We can see some examples of habit in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So sisters, if you have it, Daniel 6:10, and then if you haven't, just go ahead and start. Wow, always done so previously. You know, Daniel was also a young man at this time, maybe your age. And he prayed daily, right? How many times a day? 3 times daily. And even the chief priests, the chief ministers, wanted to set up a trap for him. They knew his habit as well. So he know, like Satan, you know, behind the chief ministers trying to get Daniel to break this law or decree. Anyway, that's one example. Okay, brothers, flip to John 18:2. We're going fast forward to in the New Testament. So, let's read that together. Go ahead.
And Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus often gathered there with his disciples.
So here's an example of Judas betraying the Lord. Yeah, how would Judas know where the Lord will be? How does he know to meet the Lord? Well, he was with the Lord, and he realized there's a certain place that he will go to be with his disciples. Maybe have a fellowship, have a word with them. A certain place, he knew where to go. So this is another habit from the Lord. I think I'll read John 20:7 and 8 to you. I think it was brought up by a sister earlier. In our training, this is the folding of the handkerchief. John 20:7 and 8, it says, "And the handkerchief which had been over his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in one place apart. And that time, therefore, the other disciple also, who came first to the tomb, enter, and he saw and believed." Amen. So, this is also another habit of the Lord, who, right? Every time, folded the handkerchief. So, I just want to give some example, just to impress you with this habit. Why are we talking about habit? Well, anyway, let's see. Many of you are, when I was a trainee, I remember one of you in the college training, after that 1 week, I was so inspired and so excited, so stirred up to practice these things. To go home and all right, let's do it, you know. But I don't know about you. Within me, at the same time, there is a little anxiety, a little hidden fear. What is that? That is that once I get home, I won't be able to sustain it. Have you guys had that kind of feeling? Oh, so is that just me? There's a tendency for me to practice, get into it, so stirred up, but in the back of my mind, there's always that fear. Oh, what if I can't sustain it? What if it just kind of falls through? Well, I have a secret to tell you. It's in two parts. I think this will help. This will help. Number one, have a schedule. Have a schedule. This is very important. This is very practical now. My fellowship with you all. Have a schedule. It doesn't matter if you have a planner, something, a calendar that you can bring it to school. Or even on your phone, you can have what? Nowadays, you can have calendars on your Google Calendar and even send you reminders. Right? Very helpful. Why is that? It's because if you don't put it on the calendar, if you don't write it down, or take the time to schedule it, it's not going to happen. Trust me. It's not going to happen. I've been there, right? It's good to write it down and even schedule it even by the hour. Or maybe you're more organized, even by the half an hour, even. That would be great. And every the hours that in your day, 124 hours, besides the hours you'd be sleeping, if you plan it out, wow, what would that look like? That would be very awesome. No time will be wasted. And you know, okay, 3 o'clock Thursday is my time with the Lord. Or, I don't know, my prayer time with another person. Okay, that's what brings me to the second part, is when you have the plan out, it will be also good to incorporate some other saints or your fellow peers. Have someone to pray with you in the morning, to read the Bible, or even our team. When I'm serving in Athens, we have a period called Jesus Time. Where's Philip? Philip, right? Bruce? Jesus Time. Thursday. Sacred. Our appointment, it will say Jesus, right? We do it as a group, but it's even though we're doing it as a group, we're still spending that time personally with the Lord. And mornings, we will come together to study the ministry, right? And then it's still kind of in a corporate way, but we're reading our own pace, our own whichever life study you're in or part of the ministry. Okay, I'm going to speed up a little bit. Yeah, this is kind of my fellowship with you all. This is building up a habit. This will really keep you and preserve you and throughout your semester to have a time. Eventually, a set time, as you continue, it becomes your habit. You just do it. In the morning, I wake up, I have to touch the Lord in the morning. This time, I have to pray with my companion. So, anyway, praise the Lord. I think this is good. I'll stop here, and Nigel will have more fellowship with you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. So, my name is Nigel, and I just want to say this is my first time serving in the college training in this capacity. I served before, but I only serve as in practical stuff. But it's just so wonderful to serve with the college students. To be in the dorm and to be in the group time is just so sweet. Such sweet fellowship. I'm really supply being with you all. So this morning, we just want to continue from our brother Eric sharing about building up a habit. And I want to be specific of what habit. The habit of rising early in the morning to spend time with the Lord. Isn't it so wonderful to be in such a training?
Amen.
For 1 week, you have such a little regulations that you are you have a time to go to bed early. And you're forced, actually, to wake up early, right? Because most of us are not usually waking up early. So how about we read some verses in the Bible? And I want you to really, you know, pay emphasis on the word early, okay? So the first one is Exodus 34:4. How about the sisters read this one? It was up early. Amen. So we see Moses rose up early in the morning. And I just got this from the life study of Exodus, chapter 178. And it shows us that when Moses rose early in the morning, not just to be with Jehovah, but he entered into a situation where the Lord could shine on him. So when you rise early in the morning to be with the Lord, he has a way to shine on you and to minister something fresh to you. And there's a verse also in Proverbs 4:8 which says, the path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full of day. And this shows us that, and the life study shows that the sunrise is important than the sunset. I know many of us like the sunset, right? You know, it's so beautiful, so romantic. But guess what? In the morning, you can be with the most beautiful, the most romantic person.
Amen.
He's just waiting there for you to come to him, and he can just shine on you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I just appreciate that. Okay, how about the brothers read Mark 1:35? Mark 1:35. I really like this verse. Ready? And rising very early in the morning while he was
still
night. Amen. So the Lord Jesus, as a perfect God-man, with a perfect humanity, don't you just love the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Don't you just love his humanity?
Amen.
But guess what? He rose very early in the morning
Amen.
To pray, to spend time with the Father, to seek his will. That was his habit. And also we've seen, if we could read also all together, Mark 16:9 together. Ready? Amen. Amen. So even the Lord's resurrection, he rose early in the morning. Isn't that awesome? And it was also seen in John 21, Mary, she was actually there early in the morning, seeking the Lord at his tomb. And if you read the footnotes, it shows that she was the first to experience the first manifestation of his resurrection. So when we go to the Lord early in the morning, don't forget it, not just in the morning, early in the morning, we can experience the freshness of his resurrection. Amen. The Lord has something fresh for each one of us in the morning. But we need to rise up,
Amen.
Right? I overheard a brother talking last night about, he's like, this week, every day, it seems it's getting harder and harder for me to get up early. So I just said, hey, brother, do you know what Ephesians 5:14 says? He was like, I'm like, he says, awake, sleeper,
Amen.
Rise from your bed.
Amen.
Then he says, I don't think he says bed, I think he says dead. I'm like, yeah, you get the point.
But
so we need to rise up in the morning.
Amen.
You know, if we realize that the Lord is the most attractive, the most beautiful, the most loving person. And if we love him, we will rise up in the morning to spend time with him.
Amen.
So the question is, do we love the Lord or do we love our bed? Okay? I'm not saying that to discourage you, but that's why Eric said we need to develop a habit. And we need to practice this. You know, so how many of you are usually waking up at 5 in the morning? Just raise your hand. How about 6? Okay? What about 7? 8? 9? I guess we can stop there, right? I mean, but we need to practice. And you just practice by starting to get up like 5 minutes every day earlier, and the next day you try for 10. And that extra 5 and 10 minutes, you just give it to the Lord, right? Okay, you know, about practicing, the more you practice something, the more it becomes a habit. And then you involuntarily just do it. You know, so I practiced martial arts for a few years, and I just could tell you that the only way you can develop a certain skill is if you do it over and over and over again. And then it becomes part of you. But like Eric said, you don't have to even think about it. You just do it. So we just have to develop this practice, but we can't do it in ourselves. We have the Lord in us. We have his perfect humanity in us, which is fine, tender, what else? Balanced and perfect. And by just eating this one, we can do it. So we have hope by eating the Lord Jesus. So if you turn to your outline, and how about we read the first line and the last line in the second paragraph? The first line begins, in order to rise early.
To rise early.
Amen. So like that, you must overcome human affairs and attachment to go to bed early at all costs. So we need to pay a price. You know, it's like at night, sometimes Do you realize if you're doing like playing a video game or on the internet or even reading some good books, really nice books, you can stay up all night, right? I mean, you just have the energy. You just can do it. You just don't know why. You can just stay up all night. And I was talking to a brother this morning. He told me that. I said, "How was your night, brother?" He said, "Oh, I had a hard time falling asleep." I said, "Why?" He said, "I just picked up my phone and there was a news." I was like, "Don't tell me. Don't tell me the news." And he said, "I won't tell you." But he said he read all through the whole headlines and that kept him up all night. He was in his mind and he was considering it and he was having problems to fall asleep. But, you know, if you love the Lord, saints, if you want to be refreshed every morning, if you want to be one that shines every day, we need to pay the price, right, and give up so many things to fall asleep. You know, one of the best ways to fall asleep is to read your Bible. You have strength for all the other things, but as soon as you pick up that Bible, you just start, you know. I mean, don't you ever, I experience it. You start reading, let's say you start reading John 1:1, and you, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and by the time you reach to John 1:14, and the Word become flesh, and you know, you just like, in tabernacle around the children of Israel, you start saying, but that's a good way to fall asleep, right? I appreciate Brother Bobby sharing yesterday that what you fall asleep with, you probably just rise with that. Isn't it so wonderful you can fall asleep in the world? Amen. So if you want to go to bed, just speak of the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to start by saying this because we need to give you enough time so you can probably go out and spend some time with the Lord until 8:50. Right, and be back here at 8:50 to overflow your enjoyment. But I just want to say this. I really enjoy the focus of the second message. It says, by exercising our spirit, to touch the spirit, consolidate it in the world. What we do, we eat the life, the human life and living of Christ as a real meal offering. So we can eat this one. How about we eat this one this morning? And open up to him genuinely and say, "Lord, cause me to go to bed early. Lord, cause me to rise early." And day by day, he will just work it out in you. So don't be discouraged. Just practice. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can be dismissed to personal time. Mm-hmm.